Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The South Carolina Supreme Court rules that abortion ban stays at 6 weeks. We're going to be talking about this decision on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, the good news is South Carolina Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the state's Fetal Heartbeat and Protection from Abortion Act stays in place. That means a baby's heartbeat, which is usually detected at 6 weeks, is protected. But the unbelievable part to me is that Planned Parenthood not only challenged it, which I guess is not so unbelievable, but Planned Parenthood argued that a baby does not have a heart and cannot have a fetal heartbeat until all four chambers of the heart are formed at 9 weeks gestation. Have you ever heard of such?
No, but you know, they come up with all kinds of crazy arguments. So the state Supreme Court had previously upheld the law's constitutionality in August 2023, but Planned Parenthood then challenged it again, arguing that it should be a 9-week ban rather than a 6-week ban because the heart, as you said, is not fully formed before 9 weeks
because
it doesn't
have,
all four chambers fully developed.
Yeah.
And that was their argument. Push it back another 3 weeks to 9 weeks.
So we can kill more babies.
So we can kill more babies. We've got 3 more weeks to kill babies.
Yep.
And they argue, well, that's not really a heart that you're hearing. It's a sound. It sounds like a heart, but the heart's not fully developed yet.
Now, who really doesn't have a heart in this case?
Yeah, it's Planned Parenthood.
It's pretty obvious.
So it argues that the baby does not have a heart and cannot have a fetal heartbeat until all four chambers are developed and formed at about 9 weeks, they say. But the justices said, well, the law's intent was clear. It was to ban abortion when electrical impulses, often called a fetal heartbeat, are first detectable, which in most cases is at 6 weeks. The disputed definition of fetal heartbeat reads, a cardiac activity or steady and repetitive rhythmic contraction of the fetal heart within the gestational sac. So Planned Parenthood suggested that the definition wasn't clear because medical practitioners do not use standardized items or terms when talking about cardiac development.
Since when are they into definitions of heart anyway?
I know. While the court did find that the definition is ambiguous and does not convey a clear or definitive meaning, the justices chose to strictly examine the plain meaning of the language and no more. They did so in the context of the litany of medical and scientific knowledge presented in the case, such as journals from the American Pregnancy Association, which led to the South Carolina's fetal heartbeat definition, and to other states passing similar heartbeat laws at 6 weeks. The decision was unanimous, and Justice John Cannon, he wrote, quote, tracking the language of the 2023 Act, we hold the term fetal heartbeat refers to a biologically identifiable moment in time at which a medical professional may objectively determine to have occurred by the existence of the cardiac activity of electrical impulses detectable as a sound with diagnostic medical technology such as a transvaginal ultrasound device, close quote.
Now, how about this? When an egg and a sperm unite, life is created, and that is the moment when there is life.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
I think I would go with that. In fact, now we know from science that at that moment when the sperm and egg meet, there is a flash of light that takes
place. And you can see that.
Yeah, and they
amazing.
You can actually see it.
Yeah.
Where a flash of light, which is amazing, takes place.
And that's
and life begins at
the
that
creation
moment.
That God has ordained. So all this debate about weeks and all that nonsense, I understand that we can't totally eliminate all of abortions at this point. We're working toward that. But that's when life begins, period.
Yeah, abortion needs to be unthinkable.
All right.
And we need to develop a culture both in our educational environment as well as in our political environment that it is unthinkable and that life is protected from the very moments of the earliest development.
And we don't have these debates about weeks and heartbeats and blah, blah, blah. Life, that's a life there. We need to preserve it.
You know, actually, when I first read Roe versus Wade, which was in 1982, was the first legal case I ever read before I was an attorney, I read it and it was fascinating to me as a non-attorney because it didn't make sense in that they overviewed the history of abortion and they went through Greece and Rome. They went through Europe and England, and they went through the common law and then the statutory law up to the 1960s and early 70s. This decision was 1973. And throughout all of that, you go back to the Hippocratic Oath, which is during the time of Greece. And the Hippocratic Oath back then, amazingly, was that a doctor should not do anything to give a poison, a particular pill or medication, to a woman that would cause an abortion. So that was part of the Hippocratic Oath way, way back.
Do no harm. First, do no harm.
And one of that do no harm is don't cause the woman to abort her baby.
Right.
And they knew of ways to do abortions back then, and that was unethical for a doctor to do that. And so that's how the Hippocratic Oath began. And it was like that for many, many years until some medical societies wanted to modify it. But then you come all the way down to the time where you have common law and then statutory law, and abortion was always banned, particularly at the point of what's called quickening. Quickening is when, based upon their knowledge at the time, you actually had a baby in your body, a living baby, and that's when the baby moved. That was the time of, quote, quickening. That was when the baby kicked, the baby moved. Oh, you knew that you had a baby at that point in time. Now you know you have a living baby inside, you protect the baby. There were laws that would ban abortion. So now we have technology that goes even further. Obviously, the fetal heartbeat, we know that the heartbeat begins at 6 weeks. However you want to define it, we know that that life is there. We now know even more so based on technology that it actually begins at the moment of conception with what we've just been saying.
Well, yeah, you can do the hormone test. And when a woman is pregnant early on, it'll show a change in her hormones.
Yeah. So now with science, we know much more than even at the time of quickening because they didn't have ultrasounds. They didn't have all the other things that we have now. They just knew based upon what they knew at the time that a baby is alive and you need to protect it, and abortion was banned at the time of quickening. Well, now we know much earlier in the process. In fact, we know to the very moment of conception that a unique human being is born. We know DNA. We know the unique DNA is created at that moment, a very unique person that was never before and never after, very unique in their formation, very much created in the image of God as a unique individual person with dignity from
our
Creator.
With a right to life.
With the right to life. Right. So the South Carolina Supreme Court upholds this law. Now, in Florida, we actually have a law that was passed, and it went into effect on April 1, 2024. It was actually passed in 2023. And the case was going up to the Florida Supreme Court on a 15-week abortion ban. And so the legislature in 2023, when they passed the six-week law, said, we'll hold it in abeyance. It'll go into effect pending what the Florida Supreme Court will do on the 15-week law. And if they uphold the 15-week law, then this one goes into effect. Well, on April 1, they upheld the 15-week law. They overruled its previous decision going back to 1989, which erroneously said there was a right to an abortion in the Florida Constitution. That was overruled, just like Roe versus Wade was overruled in 2022. And then 30 days after that, in May, the heartbeat law went into effect. And now, as a result of that, tens of thousands of babies, just in the 6 months that it was enacted from April 1, May 1, actually, in this case, to the end of the year, just in that 6-7 month period, tens of thousands of babies have been born that otherwise would have been aborted.
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. But don't forget, those abortion pills are still coming into states like Florida and other pro-life states. So the work is still there.
Right. So Florida has become one of the most pro-life states because of that six-week law. Now also federal or state funding for women who are in their pregnancies, $30 million every year. But as you mentioned, this abortion pill with Planned Parenthood, its affiliates, and other abortion doctors, they're intentionally, many of them are sending these abortion pills into states like Florida to bypass the abortion restrictions in these pro-life
states. Because Planned Parenthood is not going to say, oh, well, we give up. We don't need any more money.
It's their existence and their livelihood yeah. that is based upon the killing of innocent children and harming and killing even women mm-hmm. that's at stake. And so it's an intense battle. I would encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. We have a number of emails there to send faxes and sign petitions to Congress to defund Planned Parenthood, and big abortion. That's lcaction.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.